Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, September 4th, 2019, and this is episode 257 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I want to start off by talking about the fact that we're beginning to see lots of backlash against Google and Facebook and Amazon and other large tech companies. There's actually a news story coming out that we're going to see a possible antitrust lawsuit brought by the attorneys general of about half the states in the United States against Google because they've been acting in a way that is, at least allegedly, contrary to the best interests of customers, of consumers. Obviously, we've seen things like GDPR. We've seen things like the California Consumer Privacy Act. Many of these, all of these really, are driven by a concern about the power of large tech companies like Google and Facebook and Amazon and all. And to be fair, I've been talking about this a lot lately, talking about gatekeepers and the death of organic traffic, talking about how Google is the beast that scares your industry's 800-pound gorilla, asking, flat out asking, whether Google is your enemy, right? So I can't claim to be an innocent bystander on this one or say that, you know, I don't have my own concerns. But we want to be clear that this backlash exists for a reason. And the reason is that we as consumers, we as customers, and we as businesses have maybe ceded too much control, too much power to too few players. Now, there's an argument to be made, and in fact, I've made it, especially in the podcast episode about Google being the beast that scares your industry's 800-pound gorilla, that that's an inevitable consequence of digital. That the only ways to win in digital are either to be the dominant player, like a Google, like an Amazon, like a Facebook, or to be distinctly differentiated. I didn't come up with this theory. Two economists, Hal Varian and Carl Shapiro, did. And Hal Varian, as I've pointed out before, is now Google's chief economist. So this is clearly something he's given a lot of thought to, right? I would argue many companies, many marketers are now beginning to wake up to this problem as well. And I want to be fair. Many people have noted that this has been a problem for a long time. But what we're starting to see is a critical mass of companies, a critical mass of businesses are starting to ask the question of, wait a second, have we maybe given too much power to too few other companies? And the answer is yes, because what I think the core problem is here for companies, for businesses, you know, the consumer side is a different side, but for businesses, the problem is that too many companies have outsourced their sales and marketing to Google via SEO or paid search, and now they're surprised that Google is increasing the cost of doing so. We can debate whether or not Google has a right to do it. We can debate whether or not Google ought to do it. But without question, the companies who find themselves in these challenged positions right now do so because they've relied on Google for the bulk of their traffic and the bulk of their sales. Or they've relied on Amazon for the bulk of their sales, and they're shocked that Amazon now expects a bigger cut. Or, you know, in the hotel industry, they've put all their hotel industry inventory on Expedia and then are shocked and hurt when Expedia makes changes to the payments or placement that then hurt their business. But what I want you to notice, and the reason I'm talking about this today, is that the same pattern exists in every case. And if that's the case, why are we surprised by the things that always happen? That's the real mistake that I think many businesses have made. Gatekeepers gonna gate, right? That's what they do. That's a fact. But the problem isn't that Google exists or Facebook exists or Amazon exists or Expedia exists or eBay exists or take your pick. The problem is the companies that have looked to these giants as their primary source of traffic, and they've looked to these giants as their primary source of business. They've given a lot of control and a lot of power to a very small number of companies, and now are surprised and shocked and hurt by the fact that these companies are using that power against the business. And that's the thing you want to avoid. That's the thing you always want to be very careful about. When I work with my clients, one of the things we always talk about is how to approach these large players in a way that's beneficial to your business. You know, I'm kind of fond of saying you kind of want to approach them the way a male black widow spider approaches a female black widow spider. You know, sure, if you're the male black widow spider, you're looking for some benefits here. But you need to think closely about the potential downsides and how to minimize those downsides, how not to get your head bitten off, right? How not to end up dead in a ditch for, you know, some ideally long-term gain, but at a minimum short-term gain. And one way to do that is not to outsource 100% of your sales and marketing to any one company, especially one who also sells directly to customers. The other thing to be aware is that in the digital landscape, the distinction between advertising and sales is literally just one more click. If I put a paid search ad on Google and the customer clicks to my business, today we call that advertising. If I place an add to cart button on my site, we call that sales or e-commerce, right? But it's basically sales. But really, that's just two different clicks. One's the ad and one's the add to cart button. If Google takes the ad away, but puts the button that says add to cart and then charges me for the sale, is that advertising or is that e-commerce? Is that advertising or is it sales? The practical point is it doesn't matter. Because of digital, the worlds of media and the worlds of commerce have merged. If you go all the way back to the start of this blog, and this blog has been around for a long time, but I mean, you go back 10 years, 15 years, I've often said it's all e-commerce. And that's what I mean by that. Digital has broken down the barriers between products and services and advertising and sales. It's all just a click. But what's useful is we can take the lessons from each of these and apply them across the board because they apply in every case. For years in advertising, we've made a distinction between paid media, earned media, and owned media. And if you ask most people which of these is Google, people will say, well, it's earned because of SEO, or it's paid because of paid search. And if you ask them which one is Amazon, they would say, well, that's paid because you're paying regardless of whether you're doing paid advertising or whether you're paying them a commission on the sale. Which one is Expedia? The same thing. You're paying them a commission on the sale or you're paying them for advertising. In many cases, you're paying for both. Where it gets complicated is when you talk about places like Facebook or YouTube. Because you create the content and you control the message that you say there, many people will tell you, well, that's owned media. We get to say whatever we want. But the reality is you don't. They are earned because you get shares. And they're paid because you get because you can advertise. But I often encourage people not to think of them as owned. Yes, the content is owned, but you really want to think about it more like leased. And by leased, L-E-A-S-E-D, you know, like when you lease an apartment or a building. Sure, you can create a page on Facebook or on Instagram or on YouTube for your business, but you want to think of it like an apartment you rent, not a home you own. Sure, you get to control the content you post, just like you can choose the art you can hang on the walls of your apartment. But remember who owns the walls and the door and the keys to that door. That's why they're gatekeepers. That's why it's not owned. It's leased. The only one that's really owned is your website. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about why automatic buying Tumblr is a good thing for marketers. And why is it a good thing? Well, it's a good thing because Google didn't buy them. It's a good thing because Amazon didn't buy them. It's a good thing because Facebook didn't buy them. Facebook in particular would have been truly terrible because it would have reduced the opportunities you have to own your message to customers. It would have been one more gate they could have put in place. Now, none of this is to say you shouldn't work with Google or Amazon or Expedia or Facebook or YouTube or, you know, take your pick of whichever one seems to bug you today. But there's a game plan for how you work with them. And the first question you need to ask is, how do they help me reach a customer that I can't reach on my own in a cost-effective manner? Because you need to understand, they can raise their prices at any time. And you need to understand you're paying for that customer in every case, and that they own the direct connection to that customer. So how do they help me reach people that today I cannot reach cost-effectively on my own? Am I measuring the cost of that? Am I working to capture the information about that customer into data that I control, the data I possess? That's the thing you have to be able to do. You also need to use a variety of sources to drive traffic and business to the channels you own. In other words, your website. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket here. Working with Amazon? Great. Working with Amazon and Google? Better. Working with Amazon and Google and Facebook? Better still. Working with Amazon and Facebook and Google and, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn and ... Better still, because you're not reliant upon any one of them to be the single place that you own, that you're dependent upon, rather. You want to continue to look for other sources that can drive traffic and business to the channels you own. Some may be paid, some may be earned, but you need to continually invest the effort into finding those because it ensures you're not dependent upon anyone. When I've talked about hub and spoke, you know, making sure the hub is your website and the spokes are all these other channels, that's what I'm talking about. As I said before, gatekeeper's gonna gate, right? If you give them the sole door, the sole gate that customers can enter through, you probably shouldn't be surprised when they raise the prices to you, when they control or choke those customers from reaching you without you paying more. And that's a place you really don't want to be. So yes, I think that there is we're seeing a very real backlash to these large tech companies. And I think that that's important to ask, you know, are there things that should be done differently? Is there a better regulatory environment? Is there better oversight of the activities they engage in? All really important questions. And at the same time, it's incredibly important to ask, are we outsourcing our sales and marketing to one player, to one gatekeeper? And if so, how do we ensure we actually stop outsourcing and take ownership of our brand and of our business for the long run? Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 257. And while you're there, please click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also very much appreciate it if you could provide a positive rating or review while you're there. It's very helpful, helps the show reach new audiences and the like, and it helps me out a lot. So thanks so much in advance for that. You can also find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Or, of course, you can email me. Just send your emails to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, increase your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. With that, I want to say finally, thanks so much to you. I really appreciate the fact that you tune in. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, and as ever, take care, everybody.